Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I have a dynamite show for you tonight, this afternoon or this evening. I think it's evening because after 6 o'clock, I think it's evening. Okay? Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our show this evening. Wow, I can't get this right. Our show this evening is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. All of your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Now, guys, today the subject of the show is, the title of the show is Gay Marriage. And where do you stand? Okay. Now, the reason I'm doing a show on gay marriage is simply because there's a lot of talk and a lot of things been going around about gay marriage since President Obama said that he was for gay marriage, gay or lesbian marriage, however you want to say it. And the reason I wanted to do a show was because it's been a big subject in the workplace, I'm sure, in your workplace, and maybe the barbershops or the hair salons around town, and all kinds of things like that, all over the United States. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that and let you call into the show, 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. 1-800-324. You can call into the show, give your opinion of gay marriage. Are you for it? Are you against it? You know, you don't care? You're kind of neutral on it or what? You know, let me know. Now, the way I stand on the subject of gay marriage is that, I'm not for it. I'm not against it. Okay? I'm sitting there in the middle of the road. And the reason I say that is because I don't really care. I don't think it's, you know, whether, you know, someone lives, if there's a gay person that lives in my neighborhood or next door to me or whatever that is gay or lesbian couple and they get married, I mean, I don't see how that will affect me. But, you know, it may affect some kids in the neighborhood, or, you know, when kids see that, you know, they have an opinion of it. Okay, but me, I don't. I don't care what they do in their household, or they want to do whatever in their household. I mean, you know, they can be in there, like I said, they can be in there doing drugs, but that's none of my business. So if they're in there, you know, being with each other, that's none of my business. I don't care. Okay? Now, the subject of getting married, then that may be a different story. I know a lot of people, a lot of opinions have said that gay marriage is wrong. You know, it's not something of the Bible. The Bible talks about marriage as a man and a woman, not a man and a man. And, you know, a lot of people have the saying, I know you've heard the saying of Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And those are some of the things that are really, you know, getting under the skin of some people. As far as getting married, I could care less. And, you know, and they, you know, they get married. Someone has to declare themselves as the husband, and someone has to declare themselves as the wife. Now, someone said to me that, you know, when two people are married, a husband and a wife, a man and a woman are married, then the, you know, if a spouse dies, then the wife would get their Social Security, or vice versa. You know, he's saying that in a gay marriage, you know, if one of the guys die, then should the other guy get the Social Security? Well, if they've been paying into Social Security themselves, if they both have been paying into Social Security, then yeah. I mean, it should happen just like any other marriage. Okay, because someone is declared the husband, someone is declared the wife. Okay? Now, the male could come to the house as Mrs. Albert so-and-so. You know? And I mean, that's Albert. Albert is the woman of the marriage. So if something happens to Ronnie, his husband, or God dog, her husband, whatever. See, that's where it all gets swishy-swashy, you know? Because so if something happens to her, she dies off. God dog, if he dies off, if something happened to him and he dies off and he's the woman of the marriage, then the husband would receive the Social Security that she had been putting into the system all these years. And it's no different from, you know, any other marriage of a husband and a wife, because somebody has to be declared the husband, someone has to be declared the wife. Okay? So, you know, and, you know, them being married, hey, whatever. How is that going to affect me personally? Or how is that going to affect you personally if a gay couple gets married that lives in your neighborhood, your town, your state, you know, another state, another country, whatever? How is that going to affect you? That's what I've been trying to get the answer to. And I've been asking that question. How is that going to affect you? If it's not going to affect you, then why would you be so upset about it? I don't know. And that's why I say I'm not for it. I'm not against it. I'm like in the middle of the road on this thing. And I think it's a political ploy on the side of President Obama that he came out and said he's for gay marriage. Now the ball rolled into Romney's court to say either way if he was for it or against it, and he said that he's against gay marriage. So here's the deal now. Since Obama said he was for gay marriage, a lot of people saying, I'm not going to vote for Obama now. He's for gay marriage. Well, how can that swing your vote? Because the president said he was for gay marriage. You know, if your state says that it's okay for gay and lesbians to get married, how are you going to change that? Or how are you going to change the president's mind on gay marriage? I think it was a political ploy to grab a hold of the gay votes, because there's millions and millions of them out there. And now that he said that, now he's garnering all those gay votes. He's garnering all those gay votes. And now, you know, all the people that are against the gay marriage, they say they're not going to vote for him, but that circle is probably not even, you know, 5% of the circle of gays. Okay? Because not only the circle of gays that are already out there, but there are even a circle of gays that are still hiding behind doors, still sitting in the closet, waiting to come out. And that's the deal. And because Romney now says that he's against gay marriage, now all these people, all these gay people are like, Romney just shot himself in the foot. I'm not going to vote for Romney. He said we can't get married. Well, that's, you know, I think that was one of the strategies behind Obama coming out and saying he was for gay marriage. Hey, call into the show, guys. Give me your opinion. 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call in and let me know, where do you stand on gay marriage? Now, another thing about gay marriage is that I was discussing... I was asking, how do people feel? I was asking people, how do they feel about gays or lesbians adopting kids? Because, of course, you know, anyone knows that they can't have kids, have a biological child together. So how do they feel about gays and lesbians acquiring kids? Because there are some gay couples right now, gay or lesbian, whatever, homosexual couples that have adopted kids. Now, my stand is different on the kid adoption now, as far as adopting kids and marriage. The difference being, I mean, like I said, I'm a neutral on the marriage thing. I could care less. Okay? Now, on the adoption thing, when you're adopting kids or adopting a child, then yeah, my thing is that, you know, if you say for instance, a gay marriage where two guys are married and living together, having a life together, then they decide to get a kid, adopt a child. Now they adopt a boy. And they adopt this boy. He comes in, say he's 4, maybe 5 years old. So he comes in and then they start to dealing with him, and he grows up and he gets to go to kindergarten or second grade or whatever. And he's got a different opinion about his mom and dad. And he don't have a mom and dad. Well, he has someone that acts like a mom, someone that acts like a dad, but he doesn't have one. Now, I have a caller on the line from the 404 area code, the first three numbers are 328. They call in and said they want to talk to the host. So let's get the caller up on the show right now, and let's see what the caller has to say. Yeah. Caller, are you there? You're live on the air with Frank Williams. Hello?
Hello?
Caller, are you there? Yes. You're on the air with Frank
Hi.
Williams.
Hi, Frank Williams. How are you? I was just listening to your
great.
Show. Oh, that's great.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Great. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was in the queue to talk.
Yes, ma'am. You have an opinion or you don't?
I'm sorry. Well, what's the question?
My question is, where do you stand on gay marriage?
I think it's fine. I don't believe in, two men and two women. I don't think it's biblical. However, you know, there's a lot of things that go on, and, you know, I think it would be discriminatory not to allow them to get married if they feel that strongly about it.
Okay. All right. Well, how do you feel about gays or two guys that could adopt a little boy, a baby boy, for instance? How do you feel about that?
Can't people adopt kids now? Like a single man, is he not allowed to adopt a child? And I mean, if that was his lifestyle, then I mean, I don't know really enough about adoption and the laws and all that stuff to comment on that. But I mean, I think if there are kids out there that growing up in a foster home, I think it'd be better for them to grow up in a home where, you know, they'd be loved, and I think it'd be a lot less drama than the way some of the kids are thrown around the system now in these foster homes and not really checked up on.
Well, you don't think it'll be a long-term, you don't think it'll be a long-term possibly detriment on the kid to grow up in a gay household where you got his mom and his dad are both men. And he's growing up in that household, and he's seeing these, you know, this going on. He's seeing his mom and dad, supposedly, or these two guys that are sleeping in the same bed. They're kissing each other. They're holding hands. Just many things that he could see that he's going to form an opinion of. So you don't believe that would have any kind of long-term effect on this child?
Well, I mean, everyone is a product of their socialization. So I believe the long-term effect is he may be a lot more accepting of gay relationships, but I don't think he's going to be confused enough to call a guy mom. I think he knows that that's a female role, And, I mean, even with married couples, it depends on what you expose your child to. I don't think it's right for a married couple to, you know, be doing a lot of sexual things in front of kids, and that happens too. So I don't think that, you know, they would be doing any type of open displays in front of the child. So, you know, that can happen in either household. So, I mean, I believe that the kid is going to grow up and he's going to know, you know, he's going to be told quickly. Children learn from the next door neighbor that, you know, his parents are gay or whatever. So he's going to have to form his own opinion about that. But I feel like, you know, if someone is taking care of him and providing shelter and love, I think they could still, you know, provide love for the kid. I think the kid is going to have to make his own opinion, though. I don't think that that's going to make him think that that's the way everybody lives. He's going to know pretty quickly that that's not the majority.
Right. So if it's not the majority, I'm not saying that the kid will be seeing sexual things go on with them. But I'm saying is that kids would see, just like ordinary husband and wife, they would see them sleeping in the same bed. Not in the bed doing anything, but just sleeping in the same bed. And then I'm sure they would see some type of affections that they give each other, as far as kissing and holding hands and hugging each other. And I think that that's something that a kid would grab a hold of, and they could, you know, they may go to school and push off some of those same tendencies or whatever to another person at school.
Well, I don't know. I disagree. I mean, I feel like if you have those tendencies, you're going to have them, whether or not you're in a household with two gay people, if you're in a household with straight people, if you have those tendencies, then you're going to have them regardless. And if he does go to school, you know, trying to do that with somebody, they're going to quickly tell him, man, get away from me, you know, or whatever. And that child, I feel like, is going to form his own opinion about that. So, I mean, that's just my opinion. I think that I'm on the theory that you're born with certain hormones and stuff that, you know, that cause you to be gay. Because what you're saying is if a kid grows up in a household with a normal mom and dad, then that kid is going to be straight. And obviously that's not the case. So if you just use that same psychology on a kid growing up in a gay household, then they don't mean they necessarily going to be gay.
Well, I'm not saying that they grew up in a household with a man and a woman married that they're going to be straight. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when they grew up in a household with a man and a woman that are married, and they're gonna tend to follow that same pattern.
No. I mean, what about all the parents now that got kids that are gay? I mean, they would have thought their kid would have followed that same pattern too and not been gay. But they are. So, you see what I'm saying? You can't, if you're going to say that for one side, you got to put it flip the coin. I mean, you got parents that were perfectly straight, never had a, you know, and they just shocked that their kids are gay. They don't understand. What in the world? You know, we never did anything, blah, blah, blah. You know, they could be the most masculine, most feminine couple in the world, and they have a gay child. So, you know, it's not like they saw it. They didn't grow up with it, but it happened. So if the one that grow up with it, if that's not how they meant to be, then they're not going to be like that. But like I said, the long-lasting effects I see is they're going to be more accepting of gay relationships. I mean, now it's just out in the open more. I'm sure there was a lot of gay relationships going on a while back, but it was just kept undercover. Now everybody, you know, all this out the closet stuff. I think once they allow it to happen, it'll be a lot less conversation about it, and people just going about their business. I don't think it's really that going to be that big of a deal.
Well, that's why I bring up the subject of gay marriages, because it's such a broad and wide open subject. And everyone has different opinions about it, and that's what I want to hear. I want to hear all different opinions about it. I want people to start to, because I believe that, and thank you for your call, but I believe that, you know, people are going to start to talk more about gay marriages, because things are going to start happening where these, you know, more and more states are going to allow gay marriage. I think there are going to be some states that may never allow gay marriage, but the gays in that state are simply going to, you know, gravitate to another state, get married, and then, you know, migrate back to the state where they were before, or the state where they, you know, where they would like to live, you know. And, you know, if you don't allow me to get married here, I'll go to another state and get married, and then I'll come back here and live as a married couple. So I just, you know, it's such a wide open subject. And that's the reason why I put it on the show, is to get some opinions about it and to discuss it and to have people to call in to the show and talk about it. I even believe that now, I mean, I have other people that are listening in to the show that are, you know, up on my switchboard, but they didn't indicate that they wanted to talk to the host. So I'm not going to put you guys on the air. I mean, if you do want to talk to the host, then just, you know, press the one button, and it'll show me that you want to talk to the host. And in the future, when you do call into the show, just press the one button, and that'll show me that you want to talk to the host, or don't do anything, and you'll just be able to listen in to the show. And but I do appreciate you guys listening in to the show. I'm sorry if you maybe made that mistake and didn't press the number one to talk to me, but I don't want to put you on the air if you don't want to be on the air. You with me? And I'm trying not to be. I hope I'm not offending anyone by saying that. But I know a little while back I put someone on the air and they didn't want to be on the air. But, you know, and they didn't indicate that they wanted to be on the air. But I knew the caller. I knew the caller's number. And I put them up on the air, and they didn't want to be on the air. So, sorry about that. But I guess that's the best way I could put it. Okay. I have about 10 seconds left in the show. So, thank you guys for listening to the show. We're going to do this subject again. So, be available. Listen in for it, listen out for it, and we'll be back to you. Thank you guys for listening to the show, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Thank you guys.
Starting to learn more and more about responsibility, and I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.